WJTL Johnny Diaz stand for you. Micah Tyler's amen prior to that. Good morning at 7:03.
Hey, good morning. You can join Nick as she counts down WJTL's top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11, Saturday evenings from 7 to 9 on JTL. The top 25 countdown sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
And not only are we practicing social distancing here in the studio, we're all 6 feet apart. But also we've asked our guests to call in rather than come in to protect them and us. And this morning, our dear friend Jerry Higley is on the line. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, Fred, Mindy, and Annie. It's a big crowd down there this morning.
It is.
It is a crowd, and we all love you, and we're sorry we're not getting to see your face, but we love hearing your voice, Jerry.
We love it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, well, I'm going to, when we're done, I'm going to hang up and then wipe off my phone so I don't get your germs at all.
Jerry, anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
I should say hi to my family and friends. That covers it, right? Family and friends?
Family and friends pretty much has it. So we're talking with Jerry Higley. Jerry's the executive director of what formerly is known as Lebanon Valley YFC. But Jerry, you recently had a name change. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we did change our name after 74 years of being Lebanon Valley Youth for Christ, then Youth for Christ USA, who we hadn't been affiliated with for about 43 years, actually 45 years, then they had some new policies that impacted us and some other chapters around the country, but then we were required to change our name. So it was kind of a sad day. Moving on from Lebanon Valley Youth for Christ, and now we are True Life Youth Ministries up here in Lebanon. So, if you know, you can just imagine changing your name is always a hard thing. It's like, yeah, do we need to have the region in that, or you know, how specific of what we're doing? And so, I think people had suggested over 180 names for us, Fred.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And so then you start going through all those names and praying about them and talking about the pros and cons. But I think God just pretty quickly helped us get it narrowed down to maybe the top three names and then down to True Life Youth Ministries. So it's a big deal for us. Feels like a fresh new beginning in a lot of ways. But clearly, I tell everybody, a whole generation of people are going to have to die off before they stop calling us Lebanon YFC.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to change that. So you've changed the name to True Life Youth Ministries, and you have a new website too, right?
Yep, so then that's the thing. You know, you have to have a new website, truelifeyouth.com. So our emails all changed, you know, vehicle registrations changed, signage on the buildings,
you
know, and the list goes on and on.
Yeah, how about the phone number? Because you used to have that cool phone number that went with YFC.
Yeah, we did have a cool phone number. So now we still have the cool phone number, but now we have to just go by the numbers, 717-272-5106.
We're talking with Jerry Higley, our friend. He's the executive director of what is now known as True Life Youth Ministries. It used to be Lebanon Valley YFC, and that's not the only change because of everything that's happening with the COVID-19 stuff that's going on. You had to change your annual bid for kids auction.
Yeah, so this would have been our 34th annual Bids for Kids auction, and actually it would be happening this week. Instead of talking to you, I'd be over at the Lebanon Expo Center helping a whole army of volunteers get set up for our preview tonight, and then we would start selling items tomorrow. But it's all postponed right now.
And you don't have a future date yet, right?
Nope. You know, we'll just have to wait and see how long all this last, and then we'll plan the date. And you know, for us, the sooner we can start selling stuff, because right now we have tractor trailers loaded up with stuff, other trailers loaded up stuff, items at people's homes ready to go, but no place to go at the moment.
Wow. We're talking with Jerry Higley. Jerry from True Life Youth Ministries. It used to be Lebanon Valley YFC. Their 34th annual Bid for Kids auction that was scheduled for this weekend has been postponed. Jerry, we need to do the news and the weather and stuff. Can you hang on the line? Because I'd love to ask you maybe at 20 after or so how maybe ministry for you has changed with your name change.
Okay, yep.
All right, great. Jerry's going to hang on the line. We'll talk to him again coming up in about 12 minutes or so. We have music on the way, too. We'll tell you about the forecast.